Our reflection today from Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 13, is on the temptation of Jesus by the devil in the wilderness. Three different spots or areas that the devil tempts. The first is Jesus has been fasting for 40 days, he's hungry. And so the devil says, well, surely you can take these stones and make them into bread. And Jesus replies with the simple word of God, we are not to live by bread alone. That's what it says. And then the second temptation, well, took him to a place where he could see all the kingdoms of the world, and he said, these kingdoms have all been given to me, and I will give them to whomever I please. And if you will worship me, these kingdoms will be yours. Jesus says it is written that we are to worship the Lord our God and serve only him. Then the devil took him to Jerusalem, placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said, it says, it is written, surely, that you should throw yourself down. I mean, the devil is using God's own word to tempt Jesus. If you throw yourself down from here, God will command his angels concerning you to protect you. On their hands they will bear you up. You will not dash your foot against a stone, Jesus says, it is said. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. The devil left him then after he had tested him, departed from him till another opportune time. One of our thoughts about this is that we've seen the devil at work before. We've seen him in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. And he puts into their mind a test, and that is, they are not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Other trees they can eat of. It's a wonderful, wonderful place, but the devil puts in their mind a question, to question God. And so they take the fruit from the tree and they eat it, and all of a sudden they see themselves as naked, and all of a sudden they know what death is, and they are forced from the garden. They did not listen to what God said, they listened to what the devil said. However, in this temptation, where Jesus is in the wilderness, he is tempted by the devil, and he hears the temptation, but he answers with the word of God. He obeys God and follows him. We find him in another time, in another garden. It's the Garden of Gethsemane in prayer. And the temple, the devil rather, is tempting him again. Tempting him to turn from the way that God has called him, or the Spirit has led him to turn from it. To turn from the cross, to turn from his work, his saving work, and to live. Jesus hears God's word, walks to the cross, and on him as he hangs on the cross and dies, he dies. His blood is shed for all people. He has been obedient to God from the beginning to the end. And though we fail from time, it's his obedience that covers our sin and our failure. He was tested and prevailed. We are tested and we fail. We are the ones who tempt God or try to say, God, if you don't do as I say, surely you cannot be our God. We would turn God into a servant and we would be God, but not Jesus. And he truly is the Son of God.